now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, the cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Jason Whiten is back from SpyVibe.com to talk spies. I've got a new TV show that you might want to check out, which goes back to 1938 in Los Angeles. And as always, I'm going to bring you some deep thoughts, World of Swank gig guide with the things that are still on, and of course, the best lounge and exotica from across the globe right now, Martini Kings and A Deadly Vice on the Cocktail Nation.
Must pay the price, a lover scorned. Two lives that are torn. A wicked chain with no one wins. When worlds collide, a love has died.
Thanks to ultraswank.net.
Cocktail Nation with Vic Flick from Russia with Love. Check out the website cocktailnation.net for all the things that are going on in the penthouse lifestyle here. You're going to find the World of Swank Gig Guide, Lounge Life magazine, and of course, links to all the playlists and show archives.
Where am I?
You're with Spy Vibe and Cocktail Nation. Spycatcher J3 was a Japanese TV series that ran for 5 months, starting in the fall of 1965. The show focused on Shunsuke Dan, Agent J3 of the Japan branch of TULIP, the undercover line of international police, who fought the evil plots of Tiger, the international group of espionage and revolt. Inspired by conventions of the era, the show featured gadgets like transforming gun a la Agent Zero M, a lighter camera, and a customized Corvette Stingray with rocket launchers, a car phone, and Harrier jet-like boosters that enabled the spy to lift off and fly in his car. A manga version was also done by Toku Horie in parallel with the series. Spycatcher J3 was produced by Toei and starred Yasuke Kawazu as Agent J3. As the theme lyrics suggest, a nice guy, J3. And sometimes a cool guy, but mostly a nice guy. Scripts were written by Michio Tsuki from Iron Finger and Black Type Killers fame. Only a few stories and a feature cut of 2 episodes remain from the series. Not as fast-paced or action-oriented as we might guess, Spycatcher J3 has a moody, suspenseful vibe and remains an interesting series in the corners of the spy boom, especially because J1, head of TULIP in Japan, was played by Tetsuro Tamba, who was later cast as Tiger Tanaka in You Only Live Twice. The groovy theme song was performed, a bit over the top, by nice guy Shuji Kano.
Why? Spy!
We'll see you back here with Spy Vibe and Cocktail Nation. And please visit www.spyvibe.com, the home of 1960s style in action.
Mr. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
So stark wie ein Bär und sehr wie Tier ist nur 07. Und alle Damen lieben Mr. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
How did you find me?
Cocktail Nation. Cocktail Nation.
Thank you.
sendaudio2thecocktailnation@gmail.com.
Hi, this is Sam, Ryan, Kenneth, and Chelsea.
Cocktail Nation.
Montenegro, Get Smart. Well, an exciting mix of supernatural and the fiery reality of 1938 Los Angeles is brought to life in a new TV series. Now, here in Australia, it's playing on a platform called Stan, which is, you know, like a streaming service. I'm not too sure exactly what it's playing on in the US, but certainly search around for it. It's called Penny Dreadful, City of Angels. A time and a place infused with Mexican-American folklore and social tension. Check out the trailer.
We're looking at a damn race war.
This is our home!
If we will not be moved,
then you will be pushed.
Are you a cop pretending to be Mexican? Or a Mexican pretending to be a cop?
Yeah, really enjoying this one. I've only just started watching it, but it's got me hooked straight away. It is The Cocktail Nation with Lance Leader Coop Cooper and Mel Torme. He's a midnight swinger.
Hey, midnight swinger, how's the world's greatest lover tonight? Emancipated woman's own special delight. So how can the world's last living Casanova be alone? They don't appreciate the fine kind of loving you make. On a scale of 7, you would get an 8. But you're home by your lonesome most every night. You watch Johnny Carson till you turn out the light. He's pretty funny, and it looks like you are too. Irresistible you. Hey, midnight swinger, who's got the heart that you're breaking tonight? A centerfold playmate or a movie star type? So how can the world's new Marcello Mastroianni be so blue? My, what a long, long wait. Your geisha girls seem to be late. Who's gonna fan you? Who's gonna peel your grapes? Well, it looks like another boring evening at home. No loving tonight, just instant breakfast alone.
If losers had contests, there's no doubt how you'd do. Undefeatable you. Undefeatable you.
Coop Cooper, swank extraordinaire.
You're an unusual man who speaks seven languages. You're an athlete. You're more than up to the physical requirements of the job.
Lounge Lothario DJ, Coop Cooper.
The Cocktail Nation.
Nation.
Thank you.
Loge Lotario DJ. Cocopa. Cocktail Nation.
We'll be right back.
James Morrison, Tokyo Express on the Cocktail Nation. Joe Torres before that, Soul Cha-Cha. Now, you might have heard, we did mention this last week, but I'll mention it again. Annie Ross, the legendary singer and actress, is urgently in need of some financial assistance to pay for home care during the pandemic. And they're trying to keep her at home and as comfortable as possible. She's not in great health. I've got a link on my website for a special GoFundMe page that you might like to check out and help her out up on my website, cocktailnation.net. And don't forget, of course, Lounge Life magazine is out right now. It is a free, downloadable magazine. It's updated regularly, doesn't cost you anything, filled with great retro stories. Just simply look up Lounge Life magazine or follow the links on my website, cocktailnation.net. Here's a story about Hedy Lamarr, how the world's most beautiful woman changed self-driving cars forever. This woman was amazing. You look at all the things that she came up with and you think, did she come from the future? Is that what happened? Because she's absolutely incredible. And allegedly, look at Bobby Darin from Gary Wells over at soulrideblog.com. So, yeah, some great stuff up there, so check it out.
On the Cocktail Nation, Coupe Goes Deep.
I asked my friend what he would do if the First Amendment was abolished. Couldn't say.
Very deep. Cocktail Nation.
Thank you. to bop on the Cocktail Nation. Cars and Coffee. What a swing gig, guy. Well, it's a little bit dicey at the moment, as you can imagine. There are things on, there are things cancelled, things have been moved. Richard Cheese has still got his Vegas shows on in July and October. And I got a note from Jim Haywood over at the Atomic Grog website about the Hookie Lounge. He said, "Hi, Coop, I was listening to your new show and heard references to the Hookie Lounge. FYI, that event has been postponed and will be reconfigured into a series of smaller events across the US designed to help stricken tiki bars, artists, and musicians." That's really cool. So June 18, Oana Lua at the Lake, the Tiki Resort Lake George, New York. July 31 to August 2, Tiki Con in Portland, Oregon. August 12, Tiki Oasis, San Diego. August 15, Don the Beachcomber Mai Tai Festival in Hawaii. October 1, Tiki Caliente, Palm Springs. October 15, Modernism Week in Palm Springs. October 16, Hookie Lau, London. And October 29 to November the 1st, Arizona Tiki Oasis in Scottsdale. So, yeah, well done, guys. Great idea to try and help out a few and spread it out. Here's the Sad Salamanders now, and the exotic Sandy Warner on the Cocktail Nation.
Noticizing, never forget it. I will never forget it.
Pass it on to the guys, Coop said.
Yes, this is a Cocktail Nation all-star album in many ways.
Just love it.
Hey, Coop.
As long as we like, you know it's good.
L'Ange Lothario DJ, Cocktail Nation.
Boys are back in town. Boys are back in town. I say the boys are back in town. Boys are back in town. The boys are back in town. Doobie-doo-dip. The boys are back. The boys are back. You know that chick that used to dance a lot? Every night she'd be on the floor shaking what she got. Man, when I tell you she was cool, she was red hot. I mean, she was steaming. That night over at Johnny's place, well, this chick got up and she slapped Johnny's face. Man, we just fell about the place. If that chick don't want to know, forget her. The boys are back in town.
The boys are back in town.
I say the boys are back in town.
The boys are back in town.
The boys are back in town. Doo-doo-doo-doo. The boys are back. The boys are back. The word around, guess who's back in town? Spread the word around, those boys are back in town. Friday night they'll be dressed to kill down at Dino's Bar and Grill. The drink will flow and blood will spill. And if the cats want to fight, you better let them. That jukebox in the corner blasting out my favorite song. The nights are getting warmer, it won't be long. Won't be long till summer comes. Now that the boys are here again, the boys are back in town.
Boys are back in town.
Let's say the boys are back in town.
Boys are back in town.
Boys are back in town. Spread the word around.
Hey, man. You hear the boys are back?
Yeah, they're back. Back in town.
Back in town.
With Nutty and the boys are back at Dino's. Next week on the show, talking to Michael Zendorian, who has a book out with a bit of a tiki theme. So look forward to that next week. Here's Super Trombone and Soul Bossa Nova. Stay here.